Welcome to a very special edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Walking on the road to Jerusalem, the time had come to sacrifice again. My two small sons, they walked beside me on the road. The reason that they came was to watch the Lamb. Daddy, Daddy, what will we see there? There's so much that we don't understand. So I told them of Moses, Father Abraham. Then I said, dear children, watch the Lamb. For there will be so many in Jerusalem today. We must be sure the Lamb doesn't run away. Then I told them of Moses, Father Abraham. And I said, dear children, watch the Lamb. When we reached the city, I knew something must be wrong. There were no joyful worshipers, no joyful worship songs. I stood there with my children in the midst of angry men. Then I heard the crowd cry out, crucify him. We tried to leave the city, but we could not get away. Forced to play in this drama, a part I did not wish to play. Why upon this day were men condemned to die? Why were we standing here? Soon they would pass by. I looked and said, even now they come. First one cried for mercy, the people gave him none. The second one was violent, he was arrogant and loud. I could still hear his angry voice screaming at the crowd. Then someone said, there's Jesus. I scarce believe my eyes. A man so badly beat, he barely looked alive. Blood poured from his body, from the thorns upon his brow. Running down the cross, falling to the ground. I watched him as he struggled. I watched him as he fell. The cross came down upon his back. The crowd began to yell. In that moment, I felt his agony. In that moment, I felt such loss. Until a Roman soldier grabbed my arm and screamed, you carry his cross. Tried to resist him, then his hands reached for his sword, and so I knelt and took the cross from the Lord. I placed it on my shoulder and started down the street. The blood blood that he'd been shedding was running down my cheek. He led us to Golgotha. They drove nails deep in his feet and hands. And yet upon the cross I heard him pray, Father, forgive them. Oh, never have I seen such love in any other eyes. To thy hands I commit my spirit, he prayed, then he died. I stood for what seemed like years. I lost all sense of time until I felt two tiny hands holding tight to mine. My children stood there weeping. I heard the oldest say, Father, please forgive us, the Lamb ran away. Daddy, Daddy, what have we seen here? There's so much that we don't understand. So I took them in my arms. We turned and faced the cross. I said, dear children, watch the Lamb.
You're listening to Sunday Worship Easter Special 2020. Somebody once wrote, the tomb could hold him no longer. Death is strong, but life is stronger. Stronger than the dark is the light. Stronger than the wrong is the right. Faith and hope triumphant say, Christ arose that resurrection day.
There's a peace I've come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail. There's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when he calls my name. No sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings before my God. Fall on my knees and rise. I will rise. And there's a day drawing near, when this darkness breaks to light and the shadows disappear, and my faith shall be my eyes. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is over.
my father-in-law was a boy, he took care of sheep and gave them each a name. And each of them responded when their shepherd called their name. You know, that's what happened to Mary on that first Easter morning. It was a very dark time. I mean, Jesus had transformed her life. She loved and followed him, and then came the cross. Now, 3 days later, she's gone to his tomb, but the grave's empty. Jesus' body is gone. She's weeping. She sees a man but doesn't recognize him until he says one word, Mary. And in that moment, she knows Jesus is alive. You know, Jesus is still calling people by name in their heart. He called mine one day. The day I realized his death on the cross was for my sins. Jesus says, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in. It was like he was calling my name. And he might be calling you today. That tug in your heart is Jesus inviting you to begin a relationship with him. And if you want that, contact us at 888-NEED-HIM or chataboutjesus.com and grab him while he's close.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save, till on that cross as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid, here in the death of Christ I live. There in the ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness laid. Then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. He stands in victory, since curse has lost its grip on me. For I am his, and he is mine, born with the precious blood.
celebrating the risen Savior. Happy Resurrection Sunday. This, of course, is Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll, and I pray you're having a wonderful week and celebrating Easter, well, a little differently this year, of course. And I was reading about some bones from one of Buddha's fingers were sent as a gift to the Emperor of China during the Tang Dynasty, and they were later forgotten about and then found back in 1981. And the finding was a sensation to Buddhists everywhere. And the bones are now visited by Buddhists around the globe. And Fred, let me tell you something. As someone claimed to find a finger that belonged to Christ, no Christian would believe him, because our faith is founded on the fact that there is no finger to find. Christ rose from the dead. Hallelujah.
Man of sorrows, what a name for the Son of God who came, ruined sinners to reclaim. Hallelujah, what a Savior.
A scripture reading from Mark chapter 16, verse 1. When the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb, and they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him."
The gates and doors were barred, and all the windows fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness and rose at every sound, half in hopeless sorrow, half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. Then just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle, and a voice began to call. I hurried to the window. I looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. But there was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. And John stood there beside me as she told us where she'd been. She said, "They've moved him in the night, and none of us knows where. Oh, the stone's been rolled away, and now his body isn't there." So we both ran to the garden, then John ran on ahead. And we found the stone, an empty tomb, just the way that Mary said. But the winding sheet they'd wrapped him in was just an empty shell. And how or where they'd taken him was more than I could tell. Oh, something strange had happened there, just what I did not know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high, 'cause I'd seen them crucify him. And then I saw him die. Back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I promised him just added to my shame. When at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. So even if he was alive, it could never be the same. Then suddenly, the air was filled with a strange and sweet perfume. Light that came from everywhere drove shadows from the room. Then Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide. And I fell down on my knees, and I just clung to him and cried. Oh, but then he raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release. Oh, and every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
He's alive, and I'm more. Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian. Lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King, the hope of all who seek Him.